Emily, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I guess, Chief, can you talk a little bit about what was found in Red Arrow Park that made you...
Sure. Upon our arrival, obviously, as weather goes, there was snow the night before, so we had that time lag between the original call where we put her there and then the time we were actually notified of her possibly missing. So there was some snow cover. Well, looking around the scene, we found some signs of possible blood and other disturbances in the area, which led us to believe that this was a scene we need to focus on from the start.
There was a call that she had made, and the last thing someone had heard was, please don't shoot me.
Correct. She was speaking with her mother, I believe.
And that was on the night of...
The Wednesday? Fourth.
The fourth. What time was that call?
p.m.
This is for the DA, that he obviously was arrested in Minnesota. What's the status here with the case in Wisconsin with the charges? I think he's been extradited back here. Can you step up to the mic?
So we are waiting on the autopsy results, and so once those are completed, those would be reviewed for possible charges. And yes, there is, as you mentioned, the extradition procedure that would be enacted. I've been in contact with the authorities in Minnesota. They've been extremely cooperative, and so there's some paperwork that has to be completed and filled out and sent through the governor's offices of both states. They have, you know, a procedure, like I said, for that, and so that's already being looked at.
But he's still in Minnesota.
Correct.
At this point.
Correct.
I'm not sure if this is for Chief Lacombe or someone else, but why was Chilcote, well, first of all, was he from Marinette or Menominee, and why was he headed to Minnesota?
He was from the Marinette area. That's where he was living currently. We don't have the answers why he was heading to Minnesota. Through our follow-up, we did not locate any information that showed any ties to the Minnesota area.
Did he give an indication of, how did the agencies work together to determine he was in Minnesota? What kind of technology did he use?
Well, there's, obviously we had the vehicle, plate number and the color of that. So that information was sent out statewide, and then also there was some cell tower information used for some cell phones that may have been in the vehicle or with him to narrow down the area where he's at.
The body was in Birch Creek Road area.
Well, that was a lot of boots on the ground kind of work. We were able to locate video from the area of leaving Red Arrow Park, the Birch Street Bolt Launch, to put him out to the Ogden Street, and then some other residential and business cameras put him into Menominee, at which point the Menominee law enforcement started working their businesses and the residences. We were able to track the fact that he went northbound out of Menominee City and returned back in approximately 20-some minutes where his travel north of Menominee City back into Menominee City. There was a 20-minute time frame, and we lined that up with some cell tower information, and that really narrowed down our search area, and we went from there.
Do you think she was deceased in Red Arrow Park, and for lack of a better term, just dumped in Michigan?
We believe the main incident occurred in the Red Arrow Park, correct.
Is anyone able to say how she died that, or do you have to wait to the autopsy?
As of right now, the autopsy is still yet today, and we have not received those findings, so we have to wait for that before we can give it to the Shay.
You know how long Robert and Gabrielle were in a relationship for?
And if there have been previous calls or reports regarding domestic violence or anything like that?
There was no reports involving the two of them with any type of disturbances.
And then the specific time frame as to how long they were in a relationship, that we do not know at this time.
Is there any idea of a motive behind the killing?
Not at this time, no.
When you were referring to Chilcote as the suspect or person of interest, I mean, do you think anybody else was involved?
He was the last person that we know to be with her and was with her when the phone call took place. and there may have been some conversations with other family members after the time of the incident where it was confirmed that he was with her.
So
no mention of anybody else with them.
So he spoke with members of her family after that phone call where she said...
Correct.
Please don't shoot me.
Correct. There was contact made. We're not going to go any further on that information, but he did have contact with some of the family after the time the incident was alleged to happen.
Did they call him or did he call?
We're not going to get any further at this time.
Did Chilcote and Gabrielle have any children?
They had no children together. I believe she had one from a separate relationship.
She's obviously from the Marinette area, or...
She was living here recently. I think they're from the Milwaukee area originally.
Do you know how long she'd lived here?
I don't.
When you say living here recently, you don't know how long she...
I think we can date back to at least a year they were up here, at minimum.
When you say they?
Her mother and her brother.
And her daughter, or her and her child.
Her child was here on and off, yes.
I believe I read online that he had a loaded rifle in his vehicle. Do you know if he was taken without, was there any force or any kind of retaliation by him?
There was no force or retaliation from him at the time. At the end of the pursuit, he was removed from the vehicle with no other incident taking place there. There was weapons found in the vehicle. I don't know if those were the weapon used in this incident or not. I'm just letting you know there was several firearms located in his vehicle at the time of his arrest in Minnesota.
Do you have a timeline on when, I mean, obviously autopsy will be done and when you might see charges?
No specific timeline.
All right, does anybody else have any additional questions they'd like to ask?
Did Minnesota police interview him about her death?
Minnesota police did not. Marinette Police Department sent detectives out there, and they did make contact and interview him there.
So he won't say what he told them.
Correct.
We've heard from Chief. Does anybody from the Sheriff's Department or Chief Holfer want to talk about just a collaboration of all four departments working together?
Yeah, I can say a few things. For those of you who know that, we did have indication that a phone possibly had a location within Marinette County in the town of Peshtigo near the Little River boat landing. So upon us becoming aware of that, we did go out to that area. The city of Marinette did search that area extensively with drone and other things, and then we went out there a couple times as well. And then also locations out there. But we worked together with the chief of Menominee, and the sheriff of Menominee County pretty extensively. Very proud of the work that our detectives did in this case. When things will come out, you'll see there was a quite a bit of extensive work that was done, and very proud of that collaboration. Not only just from their people, but from these leaders that you see here. We were side by side going through a lot of thick areas, and a lot of days that were spent on this. So